97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello, what's up?
Hello, I'm doing pretty good, and I have some stuff that I would like to talk about. The reason that I'm stalling is because I'm trying to figure out exactly which Bristol this is referring to. I mean, when I think Bristol, I tend to think the UK, right? Like, that's probably where that is.
There's also Connecticut, Tennessee.
Exactly.
But when I hear Bristol, the first place I actually think of is Connecticut.
Okay, this is a Bristol in the UK.
Okay.
I stalled for enough time to actually do the research. All right, this is the UK Bristol. There is a specific cinema in Bristol that has had a program going for 15 years called Cinebabies, where they have the lights up a little bit, not full brightness, but not full dark. The volume is a little bit lower, and mothers, dads, parents, caregivers are encouraged to bring their children. If they cry, it's fine. If you need to take care of the baby, that's fine. We're just giving you an opportunity to come watch a movie in a theater at a specific time where you know you won't be bothering anybody.
Right.
Now, Cinebabies really implies they're literal babies, right? And Cinebabies plays not kids' movies. Cinebabies plays movies that the parents are interested in watching.
Because it doesn't matter. The baby's not paying attention.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because the baby is a literal baby.
So don't bring your 8-year-old to see this R-rated movie is where we're going with this.
But you can bring your baby.
Right.
Well, not anymore. Because after 15 years, Cinebabies has been forced to shut down after a unified complaint to Bristol City Council about, quote, alleged access of children to 15 and 18 rated films. And the Bristol City Council actually forced the Watershed Cinema to cancel the Cinebabies screenings based off these complaints, which after 15 years, ugh.
I mean, aren't the kids supervised by their parents or guardians or caregivers? Like, isn't that the point? Can you just, like, not attend a 15-rated movie if you're under 15, like, at all, regardless of who you're with? I don't know how the British rating system works.
So how the theater has responded to this is, unfortunately, none of our current films are lower than an age 15 certificate, which is why we are unable to present a Cinebabies screening this week. Like, it was all PG and above, and because they are babies and do not qualify for any age-related restrictions, they can only watch G-rated films.
I went to R-rated movies when I was, like, not 2, but 12, 13, I went with my grandmother. That was the thing we did. We would go to movies, and we went to some R-rated movies. I was with someone older. It was fine.
Well, there's not a lot of philosophical debate about the experiential nature of age ratings and films when it comes to small babies on the Bristol City Council, unfortunately.
What was the movie that put them over the top?
I wish I knew. That's the first thing I looked for. I wanted to know when the complaint happened. I also just wanted to trace this to a name. I want to know the person that started the neighborhood petition, but I don't want to get stuck on Cinebabies for the entire trend segment. Lord knows we have other things to do.
No, I want to tell you about my movie, my getting kicked out of a movie experience.
Okay.
I was 16. I was, this was pre-coming out. I was dating, I had a girlfriend at the time. I think I was 16 or 17. She was 17 or 18, something like that. She was of age and I was slightly behind, to go to an R-rated movie. We tried to go to see Trainspotting. And
that's not the movie I expected.
The person selling the tickets would not let us in because I was under 17 and I was like, I'm with someone who's older than 17. This should be enough to get me into an R-rated movie. And she said, and I quote, "Yes, but this is a very R-rated
movie." This is a very, yeah, I would rather you watch graphic violence than all of the not great adult-oriented things.
The one movie that I was not allowed into of all the years, the one movie that I actually got booted out of and they didn't let me in to see it was Trainspotting. That's my story.
For good reason. I wouldn't have let you watch it either.
What? It's a great movie.
It is. It is a great movie. To watch when you are fully of sound mind, knowing that these are decisions that you will never make.
We got a minute. What do you got?
Oh, man, now I have to choose?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go with Albuquerque because New Mexico is rad, and we haven't talked about New Mexico in a hot minute. The headline reads, "In search for tiger, Albuquerque police find alligator, guns, and drugs." The story spins you a little yarn about seizing a couple kilos of cocaine and some heroin and a little baby alligator that's very cute from a guy's house. But the headline really gives you the lead, "In search for tiger." After we spin the yarn about all the stuff we found in this guy's house, it ends with a quote that the police department did not respond to queries about the search for exotic animals, which means the Albuquerque Police Department is looking for a tiger and won't tell you anything other than "we are currently looking for a tiger," which for me raises a great many questions, and I really need answers to them. Even as a non-Albuquerque citizen, if I lived in Albuquerque, you better tell me where this tiger came from and why you are looking for it. You're not allowed just to say, "there's a tiger on the loose," and then disappear. No, no, no. Whose tiger? Whose tiger is that?
You know who you better call?
The Tiger Buzz.